Welcome to the Green Lines Abundant Living Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. This podcast is produced to help guide you to think and live in spiritual abundance. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
This is the Green Lines Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. Today's podcast is brought to you by Destiny Image, and we'll just be so excited for you to hear this podcast and to understand what God is saying in 2019. So I'll ask you that question. What is the Holy Spirit saying to you so far this year in 2019? Where are we headed? Amos 3:7 says, "Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets." So I don't know about you, but I'm ready to receive that blueprint for 2019 and the Hebrew year 5779. Isn't that fun to say? 5779. That's a long time. I wish I was still going to be alive around then, and maybe not. That sounds like a good idea, though. This mini book that I want to tell you about is a compilation of really a lot of things that the Holy Spirit has said. It's a prophetic book. It's got deposits made into it, good writing, prophetic word from James Gall and Jennifer LeClaire, Lana Vosser, Tim Sheets, and Larry Sparks. In fact, there's an interview coming up on the Charisma Podcast Network with Larry Sparks. I did it. I've already completed the interview. I want to tell you, it's an outstanding interview from someone who certainly hears from the Lord and has a prophetic gift. But these writers offer revelatory insights that are going to give you a perspective, a direction, hope, and encouragement for the coming season. In fact, Larry even likes to call it prophetic strategy, and I love those two words because after a prophetic word is given, we often find that people get the Holy Ghost goosebumps, they get excited about it, and then nothing happens. I want to ask this question: when a prophecy is given, what must I do next? How am I held accountable for this word that I've just heard? So I encourage you to download a free mini book at www.destinyimage.com/2019prophecy. Again, download your free mini book at www.destinyimage.com/2019prophecy. That's going to be a book that'll give you a great, good head start on 2019. Thanks to Destiny Image for sponsoring this podcast. It takes a lot of faith to speak to a mountain that's been in place since the foundation of the world. It takes even more faith to tell that mountain to go jump into the sea. Now, I've been told a few times to go jump in a lake, but I'm not sure it was a faith exercise. Jesus says to us in Mark 11:23, "For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." So let's look at this verse a little closer, just for an exercise here in understanding how we could speak to a mountain and expect it to jump into the sea. Remember, first of all, who's doing the speaking? It's "I say to you." Jesus is saying to us that whoever, that's you, that's me, and that's our friends, people of common faith, that if we speak the way that Jesus says to speak, we can expect it. To this mountain, and I want to emphasize it's this mountain. What mountain? Whatever mountain you're speaking to. It really varies depending upon where you are and what you're praying for. But we have to be present with whatever that request is. And then he asks us to not doubt. Now, that's where the teaching comes in handy, to really understand what it means to doubt. I'm going to ask you what causes you to doubt. I've got an experience with that just this week in our business. We've been praying for a very specific outcome. Because of my intellect, I might have doubted it because I know more about it. I know how hard it would be for that to happen. I'm not a geologist, so I'm going to say that a mountain can be moved, no problem. I have the faith to stand on a mountain and pray for it to be moved. But first, I need to get off the mountain if it's going to jump in a sea. So I've got to understand what it is I know and what I can believe in. I find that it's a lot harder to believe that a mountain will move when we know a whole lot about the workings of it. I can pray for medical things that I don't understand because I don't have science in my brain. I feel like a lot of medical professionals have some difficulties in praying for healing because they know too much science, maybe. And I'm not speaking for every person and saying every time, but I will say that it really just depends. So we've got to believe whether we know about it or don't know about it. We have to leave our intellect at the front door when we come into our prayer closet. We cannot doubt just because we know something. We have to believe what we say. That, listen to that part of the verse. Be removed and be cast into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. I have to believe. It's not that my pastor has to believe or my group leader has to believe or my wife has to believe. I have to believe that those things that I say will be done. Then Jesus says he'll have whatever he says. Now, this is where we have to be careful that we can't be praying for Jesus standing at a vending machine. I've stood in front of a few vending machines in my career, and I've looked, and I haven't had cash in my pocket, but it was before all these credit card readers, and I've said to Jesus, be thou removed when it was grabbing, and fall down into that hole so I can eat some Cheez-Its. You know, that's kind of silly, but there, almost every time I've prayed, I may not get Cheez-Its out of the vending machine, but before the day's out, somebody will walk down the hall. This is so silly, but it happens to me. I may not get a bag of Cheez-Its, but somebody will come down and say, hey, I got this extra bag of pretzels. Do you want it? Or maybe it's a can of peanuts. It's something that is being delivered to me because of the faith I had and believed that I would receive it. Now, I have faith to receive a bag of Cheez-Its. I look like a bag of Cheez-Its, so you know I've been eating a lot of them. That's what got me in trouble earlier this year, maybe with my heart, eating too many of those things. But I'm trying to simplify this thought. The thought is this, we have to believe and know that surely God will come forth to us in a way that we just don't understand. I want to introduce my guest to you today now. He's the president and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters. The NRB is an international association of Christian communicators. Member organizations represent millions of viewers, listeners, or readers worldwide. The primary mission of the NRB is to advance biblical truth, promote media excellence, and defend free speech. So welcome to the Green Lines Podcast, Dr. Jerry Johnson.
It's great to join you today.
So NRB has changed a lot over the years, and I just want to say a little bit about you and your background in academics as a theologian and obviously as a leader in colleges and universities. You're a director of the Oxford Distinguished Scholars Program. That's meaningful to me. You've just been not the typical type of organization leader for NRB. You've been a real strong theologian throughout your life.
Well, I think it's a fit because the first mission of NRB is to advance biblical truth. And we know that the Christian faith, the Christian religion is unique in that we emphasize truth. We emphasize teaching and preaching. There's no other religion that has preachers, not Christianity does, and teachers. And, you know, that's why Christianity dominates media. It's because we have a message. You know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So I think it's a fit. If you're a theologian, if you're a teacher or a preacher, then Christian media is a very good fit.
Well, tell us why the average person listening to this podcast, a everyday Christian who some are in leadership, some are not, would have an interest in NRB.
Well, if you could see me right now, I could show it to you because I have to my ear a cell phone, a smartphone. And what's changed, you know, NRB began 75 years ago, really, with radio broadcasters.
That's right.
But today, because of what you're doing, podcasting, and what a lot of your people are sending out Facebook messages and tweets and Instagram and Pinterest and blogging, any Christian who's messaging now with social media is really part of the Christian broadcasting family and community. And so, for instance, with this conference coming up, we have an entire day called the Digital Media Summit.
Outstanding.
And it's going to be on how to use Facebook and Twitter and YouTube more effectively. And, of course, we have a radio day. We have a film day where people can pitch movies. We have a pitch-a-thon So it's open to the public, and everyone who wants to use their phone or their computer or their camera or their microphone for truth and for Christianity, they would be very welcome, and they ought to be coming to this conference.
Where's the next conference going to be held?
So it's in Anaheim, right next to Disney.
In Anaheim.
March 26th to 29th of March.
26th.
Entire week.
And so you go from Disney to Disney. You're down here in Orlando quite a bit. Now you're moving to the other Disney.
Yeah, we're close by. And you know, we've got six exciting films this year lined up.
Good.
People like the Kendrick Brothers, Devon Franklin, Irwin's. It's amazing.
What do you think it is that draws people to this event year after year? You're going to have several thousand there. What is it that draws us?
Well, it's different for everyone. You know, some people come to learn, as I just said, you know, to learn how to get started in radio or how to get started in film or to be better. Some want to really be more successful with their website or their Facebook ministry. So we have all these technical sessions, but a lot of people come for inspiration. You know, they want to hear the preaching. We've got John MacArthur and Greg Laurie and Rick Warren this year, Charles Stanley, Priscilla Shire is going to be teaching, Philip DeCourcy. But others, what they found out is actually just about networking. People get hired, they do contracts, they sell things, and it ends up being really about networking.
Of course. And every industry has a version, you know, of its own annual meeting. And
yeah, it's very interesting, you know. We have so many talented preachers and teachers. So, for instance, some years I'll see someone like Kay Arthur just walking around, or Tony Evans, just walking around all week. If they're not teaching or preaching, can you imagine, you know, Tony Evans or Kay Arthur going to a conference and not speaking?
Pretty stunning.
You know, or David Jeremiah or Michael Gibson. And it's because this is their guild, this is their family, it's their time to be together, talk about what's working and what's not working. And many of them do. Every few years, we get all of them in a cycle to be the teachers or the preachers. But
that's one right.
It's actually the time for, you know, iron sharpens iron. Everyone comes together to do it better.
Well, I remember the last NRB convention, we brought our podcast studio with us. We built a platform. We podcasted for two solid days because, honestly, I feel like that's where all of us need to be. Blogging's nice, but I'm telling you, the numbers show us, you know, we're almost at 6 million downloads in about 3 years. And the people are listening with that phone you have in your ear now. People are listening to podcasts in their car.
How they get their news. Listening to if I mention a TV anchor, it's a CNN anchor, which I don't necessarily recommend, but it was just interesting. They said, I listen to this person every night on his podcast. I thought that was interesting.
Yes.
That is the way people want to get their information today.
It's the Huntley Brinkley report is gone. And I think only you and I would know that reference, probably. Yeah, most of my audience. So what are some of the highlights? What are you happy about this year? What are you excited about?
Well, I mentioned, you know, some of it already. The film,
we've
got a film called Breakthrough.
That's a good movie.
John Franklin is doing.
Sammy Rodriguez.
Yeah. And we've got Overcomer, which is the new Kendrick Brothers film.
Right.
We've got Roe versus Wade, which is going to tell the story of that decision for life. Then we got another one called Unplanned, which has Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, plays that one, and that's the story of Abby Johnson, who worked, you know, at the Planned Parenthood Clinic, who ran it, and who became convicted and changed, and is a pro-life activist now. So it's fascinating. We've got other kinds of films. One called The Children of Shanghai. It's about ministry to orphans in China. And then, of course, The Chosen, which is this great new TV series about the life of Christ. So a lot of innovation there in film. Of course, preaching from Greg Laurie and John MacArthur and Dick Warren, Philip DeCourcy, Bobby Shuler. I mean, it's a really good lineup of teachers and preachers. Charles Stanley.
Good job.
You know, that's a good draw. I mean, we have First Amendment experts like Kelly Shackelford and Brad Baker talking about the threats, you know, the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. So there's going to be tools, you know, for sort of the legal maze and the legal battles that are out there. So, but I think the main draw, again, is networking. If you want to break into film or radio or social media, this is the place to come and figure it out.
Well, our sound just changed for the better. I don't know what button you pushed or what happened, but it just got better.
That's good to know.
Yes, I could hear you so much clearer. I don't know what happened, but thank you. So, obviously, this is a big year. This is your 75th anniversary. We're so excited to still be breathing and able to celebrate this. At least I am. So what are your thoughts of how far the association has come, your role in it, and what you see coming? Just the broad range question there. This is 75. What does that mean?
Yeah, I think that's fascinating because NRB began in the 40s because Christian teachers and preachers were taken off the air, off the radio. Most people don't know this story. It's a long story. But in any case, those teachers and preachers got together and said, let's get back on the air. Let's form an association. Let's go to Washington. Let's appeal to Congress and the administration, and let's get back on. And they did, and we did, within 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Christian teaching and preaching dominates radio and has for many, many years. We've come full circle, I think, to, you know, the way people are doing media now is largely through their phone or certainly over the Internet.
That's right.
And they're accessing a lot on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, also YouTube. And they're doing things like a GoFundMe and Amazon, the Amazon Smiles program. Now, what we're finding is that conservative and Christian content is being deliberately censored. And we have a project at NRB called Internet Freedom Watch. In fact, your listeners could go to that website. It's called internetfreedomwatch.org.
Good info.
And that will show you that this isn't a hoax, as Congressman Jerry Nadler said. Oh, he said, there's no censorship of conservative and Christian content. You look at this and you will see, beginning with Chuck Colson in 2010, the Manhattan Declaration, all the way up to Franklin Graham just 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to see Senator Marsha Blackburn, Mike Huckabee, Phil Robertson. You're going to see Todd Starnes. You're going to see a virtual who's who of the conservative and Christian movement that's been censored on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. People like Dennis Prager.
Mm-hmm.
So it's happening. And, you know, it's sort of NRB coming back full circle in 75 years to a new censorship challenge, and we're ready, and we're engaged.
Well, that's an important role of any association is government liaison, but I'm telling you, I want to amen your thoughts about censorship because we experience it here at Charisma. We're shut down all the time, and we'll put a pretty harmless post up, and it just never appears, and they kick
well,
it off.
They're shadow banning, they're ghosting, they're also manipulating search results. So there are a lot of different ways.
That's right.
And we're calling for more congressional hearings in this session. And if people go to that internetfreedomwatch.org, they'll see the timeline and see the strategy to combat it.
You know, I think that's a good topic for another interview and make sure that we monitor that.
We could do more on that. Let's do it.
Yes, because I think we've got to be as active as they are about getting the word out. And this is the other answer, self-publishing. You know, back in the day of radio, there wasn't much of an alternative, and now there is.
You're right, and getting your own website and your own podcast. You know, it's great to use Facebook and Twitter, but in the end, having our own platforms is one way to stay on longer.
Well, it's still difficult to build an audience that way, But once you have an audience, your need for those social media are just less.
Yeah, I think the strategy would be use those platforms as long as you can to funnel people onto your platform. But if they quit funneling, if they quit referencing you, well, at least you've got the platform then going and established.
As I said, we've got 6 million people who've downloaded or 6 million downloads of our podcast. We're at that place now where our own audiences. And how about these large churches? How much of an impact can a church have in making sure that our voices get heard across this country?
No, I'm telling every pastor in every church.
Good.
They ought to be streaming their services online, and they ought to have a podcast.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir. I don't know why they're not podcasting.
A blog as well.
Yes, I'm seeing the bloom. People aren't reading as much. And,
well, that's true.
We're seeing real declines in blog reading. But they should.
They should be.
Yes. So, yes.
You know, I go back to that, Paul said to Timothy, give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Now, it's about the church life. But the point is, reading has always been one of the Christian disciplines. Mm-hmm. And, we need to take people where they are to where they ought to be. And you're right.
Yes.
They're visual and they're, audio learners. But we need to take them to where they will be reading. We need to do it.
Yes, sir. Dr. Jerry, in addition to InternetFreedomWatch.org, in addition to that, what else is the NRB up to besides this convention?
Well, every week we're representing broadcasters in Washington, making sure that we maintain the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, and the freedom of press. So when people join NRB, that's one of the benefits is we represent them and we get calls.
Mm-hmm.
Help us with this. Help us with that. And so it's very important for somebody with a station in Florida to have an advocate in Washington, D.C., or a station in Alaska to have an advocate with the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. So we're here representing our members 24/7, 365 days a year. That's key. Then we have the conference for inspiration and for education and for networking.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we've got the Internet Freedom Watch site to really expose this current mood of censorship.
So are you doing anything for young people? Let's say I remember various associations,
yes,
like college students and below.
Yes.
What are you doing there?
We have something called Intercollegiate NRB.
Good.
And so every year at the conference, we have special tracks for them and special contests, radio production contest,
great,
film production contest. We have an award system. I think last year the two highest awards were $5,000 awards.
Man,
and
that's good.
The film was shown then to the whole conference, the short film.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned the Oxford Distinguished Scholars Program. We take about a dozen of those students, the best of them, every summer to work in Oxford, England for 2 weeks in an academic setting at the highest level.
Right.
So we are dealing with, the best of the best,
yes,
at that level and the larger group at the convention to, get their feet wet and producing some
mm-hmm.
film and some radio.
Well, they do more than get their feet wet. They can show most of us how to do it.
Well, on the social media side, and now even with film, they're running circles around the generation after.
That's right.
Before them, excuse me, because they really have learned that you can do so much with the phone. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the camera now that you've got on your phone is so good, and they know it,
mm-hmm.
and they know how to use it.
Well,
so,
you're
exactly right.
So many pastors have not so much love for, they love them as people, but that generation of millennials have been tough to lead and to get them involved. And what we've got to do is give them podcast shows, get them started, and coach them and get them to tell us what their group of 86 million people in that group are. They're a force. And the group coming behind them, the Gen Zs, they're large. They're going to influence media habits well into the future.
Well, it's so good to have them at the conference every year.
Yes.
And when the older folks watch what they've done, I think it really is an eye-opener in terms of what you can do with a phone.
That's right.
And a microphone.
Right.
And any ministry, any church, any camp, any group. You really got the world at your fingertips with your phone.
Dr. Jerry, what's your heart about the future? What are you thinking and seeing? What's your personal agenda? If you could do anything you wanted to do with NRB, where are you leading? What are you trying to get done?
Well, we are in what's been called, you know, the information age. This has been a revolution. And if the Lord tarries his return, I think people would look back and say, you know, this is certainly the greatest revolution since Gutenberg, mm-hmm. the greatest cultural revolution. And by that I mean essentially the telephone, the smartphone.
Right.
Radio was something, television was something, but this particular medium, mm-hmm. the phone, is something people are now are doing their life on. They're not sitting down
to
watch TV or going to a movie theater or even turning on a radio in their car or at their house. They're actually carrying this particular media device with them all day. And in some cases, to bed with them at night, too, even mm-hmm. though they shouldn't. But the point is, we've never had worldwide so many people with this common medium, this media platform. So leveraging that for the gospel, for the kingdom of God, has got to be job one. And I want to bring NRB. I mean, we're already in the 21st century. But I confess, you know, after 75 years, there's a lot of tradition, a lot of old ways, mm-hmm. and even older leaders. It's time for the current generation to step up, the current technology, and to leverage all of this for the gospel.
Amen. That's good vision, brother, and I think it's something that, you know, we need a visionary to lead NRB into this new territory, and we've got to get there. We've got phones you keep speaking of. It's got a 99% installed base. It means 99% of people in the world have this thing as an appendage to their hand. It's changed
right.
everything.
It has.
And who knows what it's going to be next? I mean, how much faster communication will occur, how much more these screens can change, evolve. It's we've got to pay attention. Right?
It's a watch now, too.
Yes, it is. I've got one on my hand. Telling me that we're near the end of our podcast. So I want to ask you one other question, just as you look at what God's doing. Let's talk spiritually, brother. You're a man of God, a great theologian, have had a great experience. Tell me what you see ahead in 2019, and if you want to tie in how the NRB is capturing that, I'm interested. But tell me what you personally see as a man of God. What does God want this year?
Well, I do believe nationally that we've been given more time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're in revival or awakening. I don't think President Trump is going to bring revival or awakening. I don't think Republicans or the Democrats are going to bring revival or awakening. But I think, you know, we were going off the cliff to 100 miles an hour, and maybe we've slowed down to 60 or 50. But I think God has given us some time. And I think we desperately need awakening, renewal, revival. So we need to be praying for that, preaching that, and working for that.
Yes.
And, you know, it can't be worked up. It's got to be prayed down. God has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is absolutely essential. The time is short. We don't have long. I think if we keep going the way we're going, we go off the cliff. But the opportunities worldwide are incredible. The church is growing and exploding in South America, in China, in
yes.
Africa. So the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. We are moving against the kingdom of darkness, and NRB is part of that. We're so thankful.
Are you moving toward more international programming?
Well, absolutely. We have a whole day of international
Good.
As well. And we've got people coming here from all over the world.
Good for you.
To the convention, and it's March 26th through 29th. People need to look that up at nrb.org. You just go to nrb.org, check out that convention.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll send a lot of our listeners there to just try to stay alert to what's going on in the communication, and particularly as it relates to legislation and behind-the-scenes games that social media is playing with us. Sir, do you have any other thoughts, anything you'd like to add to the podcast?
You know, in terms of what we want NRB to become, you know, I put it this way. You know, the Second Amendment is about guns, and I actually am a hunter. I'm an outdoorsman. And, you know, there's an organization that stands up for gun rights. That's the NRA.
Right.
And what I tell people, you know, the First Amendment is about freedom of religion, speech, and press. And what we want to do is to make the NRB for the First Amendment what the NRA has been for the Second Amendment.
That's a good goal.
And that's why people should join the NRB. If they want Christians to have a place at the table, to be on the town square, on the phone, on the radio, sharing the gospel, they need to join us. Help us join NRB.
So you're speaking to every one of my listeners, not just leaders and producers. You're listening to
anybody who has a phone ought to want to be a member of NRB.
Mm-hmm. That's wise. I haven't heard that before, and I'm excited by it. I think you're on the right track.
Amen.
Well, brother, I want to thank you for joining the show. This is we've been visiting with Dr. Jerry Johnson, president, CEO, a man of God, a theologian, doing a great job with NRB. We want to remind you of that date again of the annual convention. It's out on the West Coast this year, beautiful Anaheim, California, March 26th through 29th. Never a bad time to be in California, but that's even a better time. You can find them at nrb.org. Brother, thank you so much for being on the show. God bless you, and God bless the NRB.
The Lord bless you. Thank you so much.
This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. This is the Green Lines Podcast. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Podcast. If you would like a copy of Dr. Green's book, Love Leads, visit loveleadsbook.com. To contact Dr. Green, email greenlines@charismamedia.com.